Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Favano.
The Cisco Kid.
Have you ever watched a youngster standing before a candy counter, looking everything over with a critical eye? That nickel he has to spend is as important to him as a dollar to us. And he wants to make sure of what he buys before he buys. And that's always smart buying. Take bread, for example.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
With butternut bread, you can always see what you buy before you buy. You can always be sure of the richest, most appetizing bread on your grocery shelves. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt. Yes, if you like good flavor, you'll like butternut. And if you like soft, fine, tender bread, you'll like butternut. And most important, if you like bread that's fresh when you buy it and fresh when you eat it, you'll like butternut for sure. Because butternut bread is baked to stay fresh longer. And as we said before, you can see and be sure when you look at butternut's blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
And now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Caravan of Danger. The project of using camels to carry mail, passengers, and freight across the great American desert is now an almost forgotten item buried in the files of War Department archives. As our story opens, a long, plodding line of camels, the first such caravan in the United States, arrives in Mojave City and camps for the night. Observing the campfires like a couple of wolves are the ruthless, beady eyes of two grim-visaged men.
You reckon that big Turk will come here, Wirt?
Yeah, he'll show, Frank. That hombre's got a nose for silver, same as us.
Everybody wants silver. The question is, he got the stomach for killing, same as us.
Well, if he ain't, he won't leave this spot alive.
We'll risk nothing with him. I aim to disarm him before we start talking. He handles that sword he carries better than an Apache handles a tomahawk.
Better keep under cover until he's disarmed.
Very, very nice you are.
Hey! Get the point of that knife out of the back of my neck.
I ain't moving.
Wisdom tempers your decision, effendis. It also saves your lives for the moment. Now drop the guns to the sand. That is well. Now that we trust each other, we may speak in friendship.
You've been hiding here in back of us all the time, Ellie?
Caution is second nature to sons of the desert.
And you heard everything we said.
Let Ali Ben Hassan be sure he understands all he has heard.
Oh, sure, Ali. Nothing I'd like better than to explain. Frank Rowan and me, I'm Wirt Schwager. We're after the silver that's being carried by them camels.
You know for certain there is silver?
What else do you think them soldier boys loaded onto them camels when they stopped at Fort Defiance?
Well, you know yourself your outfit went out of its way just to stop at Fort Defiance.
Yeah. By the beard of the prophet, we three are cut of the same cloth.
Yeah, I knew I had you pegged right, Ollie. Now, my idea for getting...
No,
that silver...
no, Effendi. There is only one way to do it. To begin with, it is necessary that we eliminate two of the camel drivers so that you can join the caravan.
Kill them, huh? Yeah, but they're your countrymen, ain't they?
No, Wirt Effendi. They are not countrymen. They are Arabic. I am Turkish. At any rate, it is of no consequence where business is concerned. And your business with them is death.
This be the last ride Porfirio make with you, Cisco.
Yeah, we have had many good times together, Porfirio.
Si.
But I am sure you'll be glad to get back to Hermosillo.
Si, and cousin in law Pancho, he be glad to get back here and ride with you again, Cisco. He say in the last letter he meet us in Mojave City, no?
Si, that is right. According to the last letter Uncle Jose wrote for Pancho, Pancho has no more measles, no more mumps, and will arrive in Mojave City either today or tomorrow.
Oh, and lucky for him, Pancho be able to see those camules same like us. The mules like the burros, no, Cisco? And Porfirio, the bestest driver of burros in Hermosillo.
No, Porfirio, no. Oh, what is the use trying to explain? You will see what camels are like very soon. That is Mojave City just ahead.
Well, all the same, Porfirio not see why they got to bring drivers from away far across the big oceans. Burros is burros, no matter how you call them. You say mules, camules, goat mules, cow mules. They all the same. They all burros. Aye.
Well, ho.
Oh, hold on. Aye.
Porfirio, what is the matter?
Look, Cisco. Down to the bottom of the sand dune.
Yeah. What is at the bottom of the sand dune?
Oh, dead hombre, Cisco.
Five dead hombres. Madre mía. Oh. Who could have done such a murderous thing?
Oh, Porfirio, no, no. But it better we get out of here, Cisco. Soldados coming.
There is no reason for us to run, Porfirio. Well,
maybe the soldados think we do this.
Fidel! Oh! He's found! Crowd order!
What are you doing here?
Unless I am very much mistaken, mi compañero and I have already found what you are searching for.
How do you know what we're searching for? I'm Lieutenant Edward Beale, 4th United States Cavalry. You two men are under military arrest.
Sergeant Crowley, Trooper Gomez, Trooper Thorne.
Yes, sir.
I'm charging these two men with murder. They're your prisoners. If they try to escape, shoot them.
Say, Lieutenant Beale, words around Mojave City, you'll minus some drivers for them camels of yours.
Yeah, Lieutenant, we hear the army pay is good and food is better.
What do you think, Ali?
This is Ali Ben Hassan. He's in charge of the camel drivers.
Glad to know you.
With heart, mouth, and head, I salute and greet you, effendis. If they are willing to listen, Lieutenant Beale, they can learn.
Then you men can consider yourselves hired. I'll leave with you, Ali.
I hope these two men qualify, Ali. There's still the problem of obtaining other drivers.
Set your doubts to rest, Lieutenant. They will qualify.
We're well qualified for the job we got in mind, ain't we, Ali?
Why did you kill five of the drivers? Now the need is for three others beside yourselves.
Oh, we had to do it, Ali. All five of them had to be dry ghosts, or Frank and me might have been recognized.
Yeah, here the lieutenant already arrested a couple of yokels. What difference it make? Wirt and me can handle the other three drivers the lieutenant hires.
Hi!
Burro! Burro! Burro!
Hey, button up, fellas. That old codge is coming this way.
Oh, Dolores! Oh! All the timings, the arguments I get from her. Miss Burro Dolores, she's like every other senora. Always she talk back to me. You see. Quieto, quieto. Madre del burro. How can I hear me think when you make so much noise?
You sure got your trouble with that burro, ain't you, hombre?
What? Trouble? Senor, you do not know the halves from it. All the time, constantly, consistently. To me, a learned hombre, a scholar, an hombre who can read and write. The stable character, Dolores. She talks back with more respect.
Use a bullwhip on her. Here, I'll lend you mine.
Oh, no, senor. Gracias for your offer. It is impossible. You see, Dolores, she does not belong to me. She belongs to Porfirio. He is expecting his cousin-in-law Pancho to return from Hermosillo on his burro.
Then I suppose this Porfirio is going to ride that burro back to Hermosillo, huh, Pancho?
Correction, senor. Porfirio is going to ride the burro back to Hermosillo, yes. Huh, Pancho? No.
Huh?
I am not Pancho, senor. I am Pancho's uncle, Jose.
You are the expert driver of burros?
Oh, One with my education, senor. An hombre who can read and write can do many things. Naturally, I am the expert driver of burros, the best in Hermosillo, the greatest in all Mexico.
By the sword of Islam, we have found one of the camel drivers we need. Will you see the lieutenant for the job, Effendi?
Sure enough, a man of your book learning can learn to handle one of them camels, can't you, Uncle Jose?
Well, of course, but first I must find Cisco.
Cisco?
Cisco Kid?
Ah, so you know Cisco. That's what Pancho say. Everyone know the Cisco Kid. Where is he, senor?
Such a one known as the Cisco Kid and his companion were arrested and held for the murder of 5 camel drivers.
Arrest? Murder? That is terrible. I must see your capitan. Cisco and Porfirio need a lawyer. And I am the best lawyer in all Mexico. Come, Dolores. Come, Borro. Save your arguments for the lieutenant who saved Porfirio and Cisco.
Why didn't you say it was the Cisco Kid that the lieutenant picked up for killing them camel drivers?
Why is the Cisco Kid a cause for alarm?
He won't rest till he finds who committed the murders he's accused of.
The only thing to do is put him to rest, permanent. Where's Cisco and his partner being held, Ellie?
Lieutenant Beale had them locked in the army supply house at the other end of town.
Hey, there's got to be gunpowder in that supply house, ain't there?
Sure there is. All we got to do is light a match to that supply house. When the fire touches off that gunpowder, it'll blow Cisco and the other into kingdom come.
If the Cisco Kid's death is of such great importance to you, why risk your own lives?
You know somebody will do it for us?
I think there is one who will do it if the idea is presented to him in such a way to make him think it will free the Cisco Kid and the other one.
That old goat, the great scholar, Uncle Jose.
Yeah, you're right, Ellie. He'll do. Hey, but you got to get to him before he gets to the lieutenant.
It will be done. By his own hand, the great lawyer of Burroughs will kill the 2 prisoners in the supply house. And at the same time, condemn himself to death.
Please do not walk back and forth so much, Cisco. It make Porfirio very jumpy under the scheme.
I wish that lieutenant would come back here so I could talk to him, Porfirio. While we are locked in this army supply house, the killers of those 5 camel drivers may be getting farther away from here every moment.
Oh, Porfirio, wish we not never hear about the camules. How cousin-in-law Pancho ever find us if we locked up in here? What the matter, Cisco?
Do you not smell something burning?
No, Cisco, Porfirio not smell so. Ay, Churubusco, Yucatan, Porfirio smell smoke. Look, Cisco, it coming through from under the floor.
Santos, huh? There is gunpowder in the other room. Unless those soldados get us out of here, we'll be blown to bits.
Oh, what we can do, Cisco, what we can do?
Get out of my way and let me get to the window. Fire! Fire! The supply house is on fire! Hey, you hombre, help! Help!
Oh, that hombre hear you, Cisco.
He turns and runs away. Hombre! You hear me? Do not leave us here!
Oh, Cisco, the fire, look! Oh, Porfirio, too young to die! Porfirio, not want to... Ay!
And it is not likely anyone inside the building could live through such an explosion. In just a moment, we'll return to... The Cisco Kid.
For the finest thing that ever happened to a slice of toast, be sure to buy and try the new butternut wheat bread. What a wheat this is! Soft, tender, real wheat flavor. And best of all, like all butternut bread, butternut wheat is fresh. Fresh when you buy it. Fresh when you eat it. Yes, try it for toast right this week. Crisp, crunchy, golden brown. The finest thing that ever happened to a slice of toast. Try butternut wheat at dinner time, too. Butternut's flavor blends with all other foods, adds a zip and a tang to any meal. And have you heard? Like butternut white bread, butternut wheat is yours to buy without a guess, a squeeze, or a doubt. Because, yes, sir, Butternut Wheat has a true-to-life photo of fresh, honey-colored slices right on the red and white check gingham wrapper. That's your key to easy, sure shopping, smart buying. So look, see, be sure of the finest wheat bread, Butternut Wheat Bread, in the red and white check gingham wrapper. See what you buy before you buy.
Now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Caravan of Danger. An army experiment to use camels in the deserts of Arizona and California accounts for the fact that Cisco and Porfirio are arrested for the murders of five camel drivers. Leader of the expedition, Lieutenant Beale, has Cisco and Porfirio locked in an army supply house containing gunpowder. Pancho's Uncle Jose, who is looking for Cisco and Porfirio, is convinced by the villains that he will help his friends escape if he sets fire to the supply house. He does so, and this causes a tremendous explosion which may have killed Cisco and Porfirio. Now.
Porfirio. Porfirio. Porfirio, amigo, are you alive?
Porfirio, not no, Cisco. It feels just like the time Porfirio get kicked in the head by Porfirio's burro Dolores.
Are you hurt? Can you get up here? Let me help you. Come on.
There. Oh, gracias. Gracias, Cisco.
The fact that we were both close to this thick adobe wall is what saved our lives. He's lucky we were by this window.
Oh, we got to get out of here pronto, Cisco. The soldados be here.
Come on, follow me. Come on. Andale. Come on. Get over behind that building.
Porfirio going fast as Porfirio can.
Faster. Oh. If the soldados think we were killed in the explosion, they will not hunt for us. It will give us a better chance to escape. Bueno, stop here.
Hurry! Get into that wreckage! See if those men are still alive!
All right, come on, Ingles.
I hope it takes them many hours to find out we were not killed by the explosion.
Why for, Cisco?
Come on. All I want is enough time to find that hombre I saw running away from the army supply house when I called for help.
You cry with Angelo Jose or Dolores. Oh, you are the very flower of womanhood. Angelo Jose mean borrowhood. How Angelo Jose should know those bad hombres mean to kill Cisco and Porfirio. They say if I set fire to the supply house, it helps Cisco and Porfirio to escape.
You skulking sidewinder. So you tried to kill us. Only the fact that you are smaller and much older than I am keeps me from beating you to a pulp.
Wait, Cisco, wait. That is Uncle Jose. Huh? Uncle Jose, what you do here? Oh, Porfirio is so glad to see you. Oh, Dolores. Dolores, you come to see Porfirio. Ay, Guadalupe Hidalgo, my beautiful Dolores.
You are Pancho's Uncle Jose?
Sí. I am Pancho's Uncle Jose, and Porfirio is Uncle Jose, too. Ay, look at that look of Porfirio. He say he's so glad to see me. He's hugging the burro. Porfirio. Porfirio!
Where is Pancho, Uncle Jose? How did Dolores make the trip from Hermosillo? You not let her get too tired, huh?
Oh, you and the burro are the same head. Almost you get killed by the explosion. Only the burro you can talk about.
Oh, Dolores, she look fine, no? Oh, Dolores, you lonesome for Porfirio, huh?
Porfirio, why you get locked up in the jail?
And you give her lots of carrots to eat, huh? Dolores, she likes carrots. Oh, don't you, Dolores?
You not really kill those camel drivers, Porfirio.
Si, Uncle Jose. He give you the carrots to eat, huh, Dolores?
What the horror? You say you do kill those camel drivers, Porfirio.
Who say that?
You say that.
When?
Just before I stand here with
Dolores,
my own mouth, I ask you the question with your own mouth.
You. See, I get the carrots, see, from Uncle Jose.
Porfirio, Uncle Jose, Uncle Jose.
What do you want, Cisco?
Ah! You, the Cisco Kid.
Si.
Pancho tell Uncle Jose all the time what a great hombre is the Cisco Kid. Oh, we two, we have much in common. We are both hombres of learning. One of us, we can read and write.
See, see, Uncle Jose, I have been reading the letters you wrote for Pancho.
And for the rest of the family, too. As a matter of fact, I, Uncle Jose, write the letters for everybody in Hermosillo.
See, Cisco, that is the truth. He write all the letters. He know more of what's going on than anybody in all Mexico.
Tell me, what is going on with Pancho, Uncle Jose? I thought he was supposed to meet us. Does he still have the mumps?
No, Cisco. He all over the mumps.
Well, he could not possibly get the measles again.
No, Cisco. He all over with the measles.
Then why Pancho not have Dolores bring him here like you say he say in the letter he write you wrote?
Correction, Porfirio. In the letter I write he wrote.
Tell me, Uncle Jose, where is Pancho? If he is not sick, what is the matter with him?
Correction, Cisco. Pancho is sick. He got the chicken pox.
The chicken pox? Porfirio told cousin and little Pancho not to eat so many chicken dumplings. Now you see, Cisco, what happened to him.
Then why did you not write a letter, Uncle Jose? You do not have to come all this way yourself.
Oh, Cisco, Uncle Jose got to do this. You see, little cousin fourth time removed Tobares, he get the chicken pox too.
Little Tobares get the chicken pox? Then who look after all the burros in Hermosillo?
That why Uncle Jose here, Porfirio. You got to go back to Hermosillo and watch over the burros to see they not catch the chicken pox like little cousin fourth time removed Tobares.
And you, Uncle Jose?
I will stay and ride with Cisco. We two men of letters will have much in common with each other. Cisco got to be tired by now to hear nothing from you but burros.
Of greater importance right now, Uncle Jose, are the hombres who put you up to setting fire to the supply house. If we can get our hands on them, I think we will have captured the hombres who are wanted for 5 murders.
Hurry up now. Let's run these camels off while everybody's still busy searching through the ruins of that supply.
Oh, come on. Mount the camel and goad him to start moving. I do as I do. You see, first I sit here.
Yeah, yeah.
Then here.
Uh-huh.
Then I sit here.
All right.
I kick him and he rises.
Hey, how about that?
Quickly, do likewise.
Those three, Uncle Jose.
Hey, hey.
Cisco, lady one.
And Cisco.
He ain't dead.
What word, sheep of the desert? Yeah!
Yeah! Jose, get those two hombres with your full whips. Up, camel. Yeah! Yeah! And as for you, Maverick.
Yes!
Down off that camel. Up on your feet for your life.
Dog of an infidel, this scimitar will cause you to regret you laid eyes on Ali Ben Hassan. I will lock your head off.
Missed me, you Maverick.
I have heard you are a great fighting man, huh? But to me it seems without a gun you are lost. Your own clumsy feet get in your way and trip you. Now you die.
Well, I can still run out of the way. Grab your wrist and twist.
Now, you big ape. We will see how lost I am without a gun. I never learned the use of a sword. And as for my fists, they can speak for themselves. More? Get up. Come and get it.
No. No, Effendi, no more.
Keep going, you pack rat!
Hey, you keep moving, too. Well, Uncle Jose teach you to tell a big lies.
That's enough. Stop with that bull. Make him quit.
That is enough, Porfirio. Jose!
What's going on there?
It's a Cisco Kid and Porfirio. You're both alive.
See, Lieutenant Beale. And all thanks to these three coyotes.
They the ones what get Jose to set fire to the supply house.
And Porfirio, sure, they the ones that kill the camel drivers.
The tongues speak the wicked untruths, Lieutenant Beale Effendi. Wert Frank and Ali Ben Hassan try to stop them when they go to escape with the camels.
That's right, Lieutenant.
It sure is, sir.
Santa Cristobal, how can you tell such a big lie?
Figure it out for yourself, Lieutenant. Would we try to take your camels for a getaway when our horses are so much faster?
I shouldn't think you would, especially since it's well known that the camels are heavily loaded with lead ingots.
Lead? Lead ingots, not silver?
Of course not silver. You don't think the army would risk such a valuable cargo on the first caravan of camels across the desert? Now I begin to understand why 5 camel drivers were murdered.
No, Effendi, no. By the sacred temples of Mecca, I swear Ali Ben Hassan did not commit this awful deed. They, Wurt Schwager and Frank Rowan, they do it. Let them deny it.
Why, you dirty double-crossing snake. We only carried out what you planned.
That's right, Lieutenant. He had as much a hand in it as we did. Let him deny it.
And all for a bunch of lead ingots you thought were silver. You three will have the rest of your lives to think about it behind bars. And not bars of lead. They will be bars of steel.
Cisco.
Si, Porfirio.
Oh, Cisco. Porfirio, glad to see that the last of those killers in those camules. Oh. Now Porfirio able to go back to Hermosillo with an easy head.
With the easy head, Porfirio?
Si, with an easy head.
Yeah, Porfirio mean with the easy mind, Cisco.
Si, that's what I say. Uncle Jose, he know what Porfirio mean.
And I suppose your easy mind will make sure that the lorries will have an easy ride all the way back to Hermosillo.
Oh, you can be sure of that, Cisco. The mind of the Boro and of Porfirio work in the same manner.
Oh, the same manner. Very funny. That is very funny.
Please, now, please,
not
please.
Not so funny,
please,
Uncle Jose.
This is our last ride together before you return home, Porfirio. Let us not have any quarrels.
That is fine with Uncle Jose. I not want no quarrel.
Well, Porfirio, he not really want to quarrel either, Cisco.
Bueno. Now, when you get back to Hermosillo, you can tell Pancho about our friendship and about some of the good times we had.
Si. And you tell Pancho Uncle Jose take good care of Loco and have the good times with Cisco until Pancho get over the chicken pox and come back.
Oh, all this talk about quarrel and friendship remind Porfirio of the lion and the goat we got back in Hermosillo.
What lion and what goat?
Pancho never tell you about them, Cisco?
No, Uncle Jose, he did not. You tell me.
Well, back at the zoo in Hermosillo.
Oh, Porfirio got to tell it because Porfirio the one what start the story.
But I the older than you, Porfirio. I got the education.
But Porfirio the one...
All right. Both of you tell it.
Si. Back at the zoo, they got a camel and a goat what got a great friendship.
Si, they the best amigos.
You don't mean a camel, you mean a lion and a goat? Does that not cause trouble?
Si, sometimes they have the little quarrel.
Si, the lion and the goat, sometimes they have just a little quarrel.
All right, then tell me, when your lion and your goat have the little quarrel, what do you do?
We buy a new goat.
Ah, oh, Porfirio, Uncle Jose. Hacia
Give me up, Dolores.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
In the shortest words possible, everyone knows if it's...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, if it's butternut, it's extra fresh. Fresh when you buy it, fresh when you eat it. Just try a loaf and see. Pick up any blue and white check gingham picture wrapper and see that freshness even before you buy. A rich, true-to-life photo of butternut's fresh white slices right before your eyes. No guess which bread is finest. No squeeze to test for freshness. And no doubt which bread you like. You'll love butternut bread. Everybody does. They like butternut for crisp golden toast, for the tastiest, richest sandwiches ever put in a lunchbox. And of course, butternut always makes a hit at mealtime. You might say butternut is virtually guaranteed to step up and pep up those family appetites. Folks who appreciate real bread flavor always buy...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Butternut bread in that blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. See what you buy before you buy.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather. Pancho's cousin-in-law Porfirio by Mel Blanc.